Our condolences to all the believers all across the world and to all of humanity upon the martyrdom anniversary of the grandson of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, the Master of Martyrs, Sayyid al-Shuhada, Imam al-Hussein, alayhi salam. A few truthful, devout, and brave took a stand to defend truth and justice against the multitude of the forces of evil and falsehood. A stand that has continued to strengthen over the centuries, year by year, month by month, day by day. A stand which occurred on the lands of Karbala on the 10th of Muharram in the year 61 Hijra. And it is truly, as Imam Khomeini rahmatullah alayhi has said, it is the months of Muharram and Safar which have preserved Islam. And truly, it is these very months of Muharram and Safar that have preserved and protected Islam, because if in that day Imam Hussein alayhi salam hadn't taken a stand, or if he decided to bow down to the tyrant ruler of his era, then the oppressor Yazid would have completely destroyed and eliminated Islam. For it was Yazid himself who revealed his true colors, as he said while praising his pagan ancestors. Thank you, O Yazid. Banu Hashim had only played a game for power, while no angel had descended, nor was there any wahi revealed. And even the well-known historian Abul Hasan al-Mas'udi says, the conduct of Yazid was the same as those of Fir'aun. Rather, Fir'aun was more just among his people than Yazid was, and Fir'aun was fairer to the elite and the masses as compared to Yazid. And so we see that it was the stand of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, as well as the subsequent Jihad al-Tab'een of Imam Zainul Abideen alayhi salam, and Lady Zainab bint Ali salamullah alayha, and Lady Umm Kulsum bint Ali salamullah alayha, that the mask was forever removed from the evil and wicked faces of Yazid and his followers. Yet, dear friends, the months of Muharram and Safar are not limited to merely the year 61 Hijra. Yes, it is true that Islam in the months of Muharram and Safar was protected and preserved in the year 61 Hijra. But the preservation and the safeguarding and the protection of Islam continued in the months of Muharram and Safar for the generations that were to come. For it was the month of Muharram and Safar every single year from the year 61 Hijra onwards that provided a divine reminder. A reminder of the memory, the mission, and the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And it is precisely this continuous remembrance of the memory and the mission and the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam that has kept the pure Muhammadan Islam alive throughout the centuries. It is truly as if it was the eternal Jihad al-Tab'een of Imam Hussein alayhi salam against the forces of evil and falsehood. And so for all of eternity, Imam Hussein alayhi salam has left no place for the forces of evil and falsehood to flee or to hide. And it is for all of eternity that the amazing light of Imam Hussein alayhi salam has illuminated the cosmos, revealing the truth and exposing falsehood. And so just as there was a Yazid in the year 61 Hijra, so too was there to be a Yazid in the generations and the years to come after the year 61 Hijra. And so in these forthcoming generations, it was the memory and the mission and the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in the months of Muharram and Safar which protected and preserved the pure Muhammadan Islam and combated the Yazid of their respective eras. A different embodiment of Yazid came and went throughout the centuries, but the light of Imam Hussein alayhi salam remained for forever. The one thing that we do learn from the great event of Karbala and the mission of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is that in every era there is a battle between the forces of good and the forces of evil. And so in our era too, the battle between the forces of good and the forces of evil continues to this very present day. And it was Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the master of martyrs himself, who showed us the way when His Eminence said, "One like me will never pay allegiance to one like him." And so when we know the values of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and when we know the stances of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, then when we see those who adhere to the values and the stances of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, we will realize that it is these who are the forces of good. And likewise, when we see those who oppose the values of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and when we see those who oppose the stances of Imam Hussein alayhi salam in the present day, then we will know who the forces of evil are. And it is the duty of every single freedom-seeking human being to support, strengthen, and join the forces of truth and justice. And one thing is certain, that the fire ignited by Imam Hussein alayhi salam in the year 61 Hijrah, in the hearts of the believers all across the world, burns bright to this very day. And the flame of Imam Hussein alayhi salam's love burns ever so brighter and ever so much more powerful than it did ever before. And it is this very divine flame that burns in the hearts of the believers that will destroy the fortresses of evil and falsehood once and for all.